Are we allowed to offer janaza prayer of Lahori Ahmadis?
Lahori, about Lahori Ahmadis?
Yes.
I answered this question in Fiji. And I am going to repeat that in short. In Fiji, the Lahori Ahmadis asked the same question who were better behaved, definitely, than many among them from Lahore, for instance, Lahore proper, or some other families I knew. And their attitude towards Mubayin was softer. So when they asked me this question, I told them that, look here, for janaza prayer, there is not only one inhibition. There are other inhibitions as well. For instance, Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wa sallam desisted from saying janaza prayer of those people who borrowed money and did not pay. And although other Muslims were permitted to say the janaza, but he said, I am not going to say the janaza prayer. So for strong reasons of objection, individually people can abstain from saying janaza prayers of certain people. At least that much is established. As a protest mark against certain misbehaviors. But in your case, I told them, the misbehavior is much stronger. Now let me ask you, if somebody calls your father all the bad names that are possible and declares him to be a wicked, wanton, wild person who has no faith, who has no limitations of crime and sin. And then if I ask you, what do you think? Would you say his janaza prayer or not? What would be your reaction? Obviously, you will say no. Even if you, no, not to mention janaza, you have some strong objections. Normally, people have strong objections against certain people and don't say their prayer behind such a people. So, the position of non-mubayin has become this. They have written, they have published books with most vile allegations and violent allegations against Hazrat Muslim Maud. And they have supported this view officially. Sheikh Misri and many others have openly been pursuing this and publishing such things in their papers. And having done this, they expect us to say their janaza prayer. We don't want even to meet them. Because if a man has lost all morality and begins to behave in such terms, in human terms, towards you or to your kith and kin or nearest and dearest to you, the question is whether you can have normal relationships established with such people. So I said, this is what you have done. After that, though officially, if you ask me officially, formally, I should say, that those who believe in Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam do not deny him, their janaza prayer can be said. Whatever he has done, officially and formally, such people who believe in Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, their janaza can be said. But if such people have indulged in such activities which are highly objectionable from our point of view, we will not permit Ahmadis to say their janaza prayer. That would not be a fatwa. That would be an administrative order. And they are two different things. That would be a remedial order or at least a way of registering protest against your behavior. So, at present I told them, this is exactly how the things stand in Jamaat Ahmadiyya. We don't permit Ahmadis, Mubayin, to say their prayer for janaza because of this objection. But if somebody is not of that type, if somebody in fact is not of that type but also protests against this behavior, for such a person, permission can be sought. And I said, if I declare you here, I declare here in Fiji that if you raise an official protest against this inhuman behavior of your elders in Lahore and tell them that we have no truck with your malpractices like this, then I'll tell all Ahmadis here that if somebody, someone among you dies, he should say another prayer. I mean, an open heart in that regard. So this is the reason why certain administrative measures are taken against certain people, but they should not be considered a part of permanent fatwa. The permanent fatwa can only issue from fundamentals. Based on the Holy Quran, based on the sayings of the Holy Prophets, or based on the interpretations of the Sharia by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. Beyond that, no new fatwa can be issued by any Khalifa or anybody in Jamaat Ahmadiyya. His fatwa will have to be based on these fundamentals. So about janaza, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has made himself very clear that anybody who denies in him and considers himself to be a fabricator, such persons will forego the right, from our point of view, of certain rights. For instance, we will not say our prayer behind them. We will not say their janaza prayer officially. These are the official edicts of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. But they should not be misinterpreted, and you should not extend them to regions of mutual human relationships. As far as the rest of the Ahmadis and the non-Ahmadis are concerned, all the non-Ahmadis are concerned, although we abstain from saying prayer behind them or saying their janaza prayers, yet we are expected to remain kind to them and discharge all our obligations on human level to them and treat them kindly and help them and pray for them. This is our general attitude. This should not be marred by this edict of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam.